got some volcanoes in your life, got walking through some fires in your life, walking through some molten rock in your life. Yahweh Shammah is there. It says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. I look at this as tsunamis. The water's roaring. What? Building up. The water's building up, getting ready to come and sweep over your life. You ever see a tsunami and how that it just comes up and wipes out cities? And it comes up on the land and destroys everything and then goes back out and takes things with it. Tsunamis. Good to know that when you're in a tsunami and you're being tossed by the waves of life, when you're tossed by the billows of life, it's good to know that God, it's good to know that God is there. It's good to know that He's there.
Greetings, radio friends. Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. I would like to thank you for joining us today for the first half of Yahweh Shammah, the Lord who is there.
In heaven, we do know who's going to be seated on the throne of God, and His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and He's always going to be there. And so the fact that God is always going to be there. Somebody might say, well, you know, Pastor Glaze, you're preaching pie in the sky. You're preaching about a day when in the future that, you know, how's that going to help me right now? Well, let me tell you about Yahweh Shammah. Let me tell you how Yahweh Shammah is there for us right now. When we think about Him being there, there's three things that I want to say about the presence that the name of God, Yahweh Shammah, deals with. His presence. And we see His presence is a peaceful presence. His presence is a protecting presence. And His presence is a pleasurable presence. Let's look at the first one. And it's found in Psalm 46, verses 1 through 5. Yahweh Shammah is there. It is a peaceful presence. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear? This takes me back to my opening illustration when I was stranded out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night, and how that fear came on me. And Psalm 46, 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. That knowing God is there, we will not fear. Knowing that God is beside us causes us to have a peaceful presence. But notice, it goes on to talk about though the earth be removed. And I believe that that's talking about earthquakes. Anybody got any earthquakes going on in their life right now? Maybe there might not be literal earthquakes, but maybe they are earthquakes of crisis. I know some people are just fearful. Their earthquake right now is who's going to be the president. And some people are in great fear if Trump continues on as president. And some people are in great fear if Biden gets elected as president. And for them, that's an earthquake. It's something that's shattering their lives. You need the presence of God. You need to know that God is there, that God is with you. Dealing with some earthquakes right now. It said, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. I look at that as volcanoes. You know, where volcanoes come from, where? Mountains. And the volcanoes erupt. And what do? They run down the side of the mountain. They run across the land and many times they run into the sea. Got some volcanoes in your life. Got walking through some fires in your life. Walking through some molten rock in your life. Yahweh Shammah is there. It says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. I look at this as tsunamis. The water's roaring. What? Building up. The water's building up, getting ready to come and sweep over your life. You ever see a tsunami and how that it just comes up and wipes out cities and it comes up on the land and destroys everything and then goes back out and takes things with it? Tsunamis. Good to know that when you're in a tsunami and you're being tossed by the waves of life, when you're tossed by the billows of life, it's good to know that God, it's good to know that God is there. It's good to know that he's there. Hurricanes, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, the hurricanes blowing the trees, you're blowing the mountains. Got some hurricanes going on in your life. Feel like your life is being blown in each and every direction. God is there. As we continue to read in Psalm 46, it lets us know that there is a river, right? There is a river that flows from the temple of God. And it says that God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Think about this river. And all around this river, there's earthquakes. All around this river, there's volcanoes. All around this river, there's tsunamis. All around this river, there's hurricanes. Just think about this river. And yet and still, verse 5 lets us know that God is in the midst of the river. And the river is unmoved. Why? Because God is helping her. And that right early. As all these things begin to converge on you, as all these things begin to converge on your life, hurricanes, volcanoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, as they converge on your life, and things that would drive the average person out of their mind, that you can sit there and have a peace that passes all understanding. And why do you have that peace that passes all understanding? Because God is there. Because God is there. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is in the river. Your peace in your heart, that within your soul, there's a peace that's running. Within your soul, there's a peace that passes all understanding. And around this peace are all kind of agitations that want to stir you up, that want to drive you crazy. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. You don't know how you want to take care of this. And all these things are churning in your soul. But in the middle of your soul, there's a peace. And you just need to find that center. You need to come to that peaceful place in your life. And watch all these natural disasters, all these problems just dissolve and melt. Oh, I'm not saying that they're going to go away, but what I'm saying is that when you know the Lord is there, that you have a peace in your spirit, that he's going to make everything all right. You know what? I'm not for the Republican elephant. I'm not for the Democratic donkey. I'm for the Lamb of God. The Lamb who keeps my soul calm. The Lamb who keeps peace in my life. That's the one that I'm looking to. That's the one that I'm holding on to. That's the one that I'm trusting, because these other political parties, they can't give me a peace like Yahweh Shammah. That they're in Washington, D.C. right? They're over there. They're way over there. I need somebody who's right here. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. That's the peaceful. That's the peaceful protection or pleasure that we have. The second thing that we see with Yahweh Shammah is that we have a protecting presence, a protecting presence. Psalm 23 and verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Wow. Look at that. Look at that. Let's go back. I don't want to run past that. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. The Lord is there. The Lord is present. I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The valley of the shadow of death was a poetic expression that's used for a place of thick darkness. When the shepherd led the sheep, sometimes they would have to go through valleys. And these valleys would be shaded. There would be no sunlight that's coming through the valley. And the shepherd would have to lead the sheep through this darkness, this valley of the shadow of death. But the sheep could trust the shepherd because the shepherd had traveled the terrain many times before. And the shepherd knew the terrain. The shepherd knew where the cracks were. The shepherd knew where the chips were. And the shepherd would lead the sheep through the valley of the shadow of death, through those dark places in life. And many of us end up in dark places. Maybe it might not be on our own accord. It may not be something that we've done, but we end up in dark places. We end up in dark trials. You ever been in a dark trial before? Just seemed like there was no light in the trial, that you were going through something and there was just no light at all. Have you ever been through a dismal disappointment? I mean, you've just been let down and disappointed like nobody else. Have you ever been through a dismal disappointment? That's going through the valley of the shadow of death. Have you ever been through a distressing dilemma where you didn't know what to do and darkness seemed to be all around you? You were going through the valley of the shadow of death. Some people call it the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul. Have you ever heard that expression before? The dark night of the soul? Well, the dark night of the soul are those times when we go through trials and tribulation, and it seems like we're out there all by ourselves, and it just seems like a darkness comes over us. I know I've shared before that when my mother passed away, we had left the hospital, and we were going home, and my brother got a call. They said, you guys need to come back because she's taking a turn. And so we got in our car, and I've come to find out when they say that actually means that the person died. You know, so I guess my mom didn't want to go to glory while we were there, so she waited till we left. And then she went on home to glory. And I remember going back and, you know, talking to who we needed to talk to. And then that night I was going up the parkway. And as I was driving up the parkway, you know, it seemed like, you know, the moon was out and it was a moonlit night. But there was just a darkness that came over my soul, a darkness, realizing that the one that carried me for 9 months, the one that brought me into this world is no longer here. the one that I had my first contact with as a human being, as an embryo in the womb, is no longer here. And there was just a darkness that came over me. And I remember just going home that night and just crying my eyes out. You know, that dark night of the soul. And sometimes we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But what a blessing it is to know that as I drove up the parkway, Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. As I went home that night and cried, Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. And the Lord is there, and what is the Lord doing? You know, he's there protecting us. He's there watching over us. He's there keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. And then my final point in the message this morning on Yahweh Shammah is his presence is a pleasurable presence. His presence is a pleasurable presence. In Psalm 16, in verse 10, it says, in his presence, Yahweh Shammah, he's there. In his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. It is a pleasurable presence. Notice the place of pleasure. The place of pleasure. In his presence, that word presence is the Hebrew word panim, and it means face. It means face. What is the psalmist saying? That when I come before the face of the Lord, now when you get in somebody's face, that's pretty close. If I'm a distance of you, right, they're telling us today to stay what? Stay 6 feet away, at least 6 feet, right? Thank God. Woo! That with God, we don't have to stay 6 feet away, right? We can get all up. You know, I'm going to go back and use a term in the 70s, and this is not being disrespectful, but we can get all up in God's mug, right? We can get all up in his mug. You know, we can get close to his face, in his face, before his face. Where is the place of this pleasure? That if you keep yourself in the presence of God, if you keep yourself in the face of God, that he'll watch over you. And he'll give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Notice the place also. And it says, at his right hand. At his right hand. In his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Now, when you sit at somebody's right hand, the first thing it was a place of power. You know what I'm saying? If I was, you know, those who sit on the right hand of the king, right? That's the place of power. But there's another idea that when you set at the right hand of a person, like being in the presence, like being in the face, that when you're at the right hand of a person, it symbolized closeness, right? Just think, I believe it was John at the Last Supper. He said he leaned on Jesus' breast, right? And that was on the right hand, and that he was what? He was close to Jesus. So where is the place that you, if you know, if somebody said, well, the Bible said, if you draw close to God, he'll draw close to you. He's there. He's there. I'm reminded of the illustration of a man and a lady driving down the street, and the lady was sitting on the other side of the car against the door, and she remarked to her husband, she said, you know, when we first started dating, you know, we used to be right next to each other. We used to be close to each other. And the man said, I haven't moved. I haven't moved. Do you feel a distance from God? Do you feel like, you know, God is way over there somewhere? Do you feel like, you know, he's just out of touch and he's out of reach? Let me tell you something. God hasn't moved. He's there. God is there. He's always been there. Right? You used to be in the face of God, in his presence, in his face. You used to be in his face, at his right hand. You used to lean on his breast. But now there's a distance, and he hasn't moved. He's still right there. Why? Because he is Yahweh Shammah. He is the God who is there. Yeah, he was there for the people in the Old Testament in the tabernacle. Yeah, he's going to be there in the future whenever we get to heaven, but he's there right now. He's there right now. What is the quality of this pleasure? It says fullness of joy and pleasure forevermore, that God gives us the greatest delights that people can ever know, that whenever we draw close to him, that he will give us pleasure untold. Now, I often think of my kids when they were growing up, and we would go to Kennywood. And I remember how they would get up 5 o'clock in the morning, ready to go to Kennywood, right? And we have to tell them, okay, we're going, just chill. And then, you know, they were doing all that they can and couldn't anticipate, couldn't wait to go to Kennywood. Then I remember, and those of you who are not from Pittsburgh, you might not understand what I'm talking about, but those of you who are from Pittsburgh, you know what I'm talking about. We drove across the Rankin Bridge, and somebody would say, look, I can see Kennywood, right? And then, you know, as we drove down Kennywood Boulevard, you know, we would see the rides. And somebody said, look, there goes the Steel Phantom. There goes this ride. There goes that ride. And then we would get in the park, right? And there would just be this euphoric feeling that came over them. This joy that came. Man, I can't believe I'm at Kennywood. And it would just be an exciting, it would be a thrilling time. Well, let me tell you something. When we get in the presence of God, Kennywood don't have anything on being in the presence of God. Kennywood, you know, we can begin to see what excitement and what thrills are like when we think of Kennywood, but multiply that times 1,000 and 1,000 times 10,000 and 10,000 times 10,000. And that's just scratching the surface of what this joy and what this pleasure is going to be like when you're with God. You have a joy unspeakable and full of glory. And then the last thing that I want to say, the quality of these pleasures in Psalm 16 in verse 10. And that is they are multiple. Notice that he didn't say pleasure. He said pleasures. That there are so many pleasures that we experience because God is near. That God delights, he gives us the delights of our heart. You know, when we draw close to him. And there's just so many things that we can rejoice in, that we can be thankful for, and we can praise him. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is present. And so when God is present, when Yahweh Shammah is present, we have a peaceful presence. We have a
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Yahweh Shammah, the Lord who is there. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Yahweh Shammah, the Lord who is there, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Yahweh Shammah, the Lord who is there. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view or download the more than 400 teachings available there. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, it is through your faithful prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews 6:19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and anchor for the soul. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, and on behalf of our volunteer staff, I would like to remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.